Oh, goodness gracious me. There's nothing quite so disconcerting as having your name shouted at you at 7:30 in the morning. Morning, morning? What am I saying? I must be mad. Let's start with Benny King.
Amour. Amour.
Ah, a gentle start to the program from Benjamin Earl Solomon, or Benny King, if you prefer. Left the Drifters, you know, back in 1960. He became Benny King, and that was one of his hits. Good one, too. Well, how are you feeling this morning? Me? You can tell by the depth of the voice. It's not like that this morning, can't you? Wait till tomorrow morning. Not that you'll be hearing me, of course. I've got the day off tomorrow. Hello there. Yes, what a difference a day made, and I hope to make your Sunday just a little different over the next couple of hours with, as they so aptly put it in the Radio Times, a homogeneous hodgepodge of hits. Bob Holness standing in for Desmond Carrington for a couple of weeks, and starting with a song which first saw the light of day way back in 1920.
Many years ago you could see a show and the pretty songs made you weak in the knees.
Amazing voice. Why is it people just don't sing like that anymore? And if you're thinking that that version of My Curly-Headed Baby had certain differences from the one you used to hear in the good old days, you're absolutely right. It's a later version, which Paul Robeson made over here in Britain, supported by the excellent orchestra of Mr. Jeff Love. Which, in a sense, brings us very neatly onto the next recording, because were it not for its technical quality, it could well be mistaken for a disc from the days of Scott Joplin or Jelly Roll Morton. In fact, it's to pay tribute to those very people and what they call the golden years that the members of the London Ragtime Orchestra got together. After a sell-out tour around the country and a knockout concert at the Purcell Room on London's South Bank, here they are on disc with that eccentric rag.
And now we invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy 2.5 hours of superb music with your host, Bob Holness.
Many thanks, Peter. And from me, once again, a very good evening. Yes, Bob Holness, welcoming you to another of our Tuesday evening dates with the best orchestra of its kind in the business. The full BBC Radio Orchestra, under the guiding hand this week of our old friend Stanley Black, with many of his arrangements you've asked for, and some showcase arrangements specially for the evening. We have the vocal specialities, that very talented actress and singer Gemma Craven, and the added attraction of the contrasting popular classical style of the orchestra of Ian Sutherland, with whom I'll be chatting a little later on. All this plus some classic album tracks make it an evening to remember. An evening of the very best in popular music. And to get us underway tonight, Stanley Black has chosen one of the numbers he's been asked for most over the years, especially arranged for the BBC Radio Orchestra, Cole Porter's Begin the Begin.